Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. I mean, But seriously, y'all,
I say this because, I mean, a lot of people, like, you get caught up in that. You get caught up, well, he's a dog. She ain't shit. She's a dog. But, you know, I think I said this before. It's like, that's versus you being a player and you calling yourself a pimp. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got all these hoes, but, you know, we always in agreement that you ain't no pimp if these motherfuckers ain't doing nothing for you. You ain't doing nothing but you getting some ass and she getting some dick. I mean, so, but now the dog thing, I mean, ain't none of us no saints. Okay, none of us sit here and say, well, I've been an angel and I was just dogged all the time. Whether you did it first or second, you still was a dog motherfucker or a dog ass person, or maybe you was just doing some shit. I don't know. Now, what is y'all definition of a dog? Hello?
I would say my definition is someone who their purpose is to get with that person, not to really be with them, but to get everything that they can get out of that person. And then move on to the next.
Okay. Let's start, what about you?
I'll say pretty much the same thing. I mean, you know, if you're good to a person that's constantly, you know, sneaking out on you or just blatantly just being bold all in your face, you know what I mean? That's about.
Okay. But you know what? I think it all starts from me personally. I think it all starts from the upbringing.
What?
I think it starts from the upbringing.
I gotta disagree. But explain what you mean by that. Okay, let me just explain my point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a woman should check a guy's upbringing. Well, I mean, if he come from a broken home and he had to struggle for everything that he got, you know, he kind of like put his priorities, you know, when he's struggling, you know, you kind of look at things different. But if he was handed everything his whole life, he's not prone to share with others. So he's not prone to really give you, he's not prone to, like, really feel emotions towards you and others because he's used to everything. I think the more people that struggle are more people that's like, okay, they get more stability in their life. But you got somebody who, from day one, straight out the womb, I done had everything. Yeah, I mean, your feelings means nothing to him because he only thinks about himself.
I mean, but people that got money cheat too. They dogs too.
Right. That's my whole purpose. That's what I just said. If you got everything, you coming along don't mean a whole lot to me because I feel like you come a dime a dozen. If I live this pampered life, this sheltered life, and you come along and say, well, look here, Cass, this, that, and the other, blah, this, shit, woo, woo. I'm looking at you like, yeah, all right, from right now, you cool. You know, do this, do that, get the fuck out of my face. But
people that don't have the money do that, too. Both
I mean, yeah, you got some. You got some, but a lot of times, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I mean, I just personally think that a person who struggles values things a little bit more than a person who ain't got to struggle for a damn thing, who ain't never had to struggle for shit. Just my personal opinion.
No, I have to agree with that.
Huh?
I said I would have to agree with that. Spoiled people, they don't cherish anything, and you know what I'm saying? They feel like, well, shit, what you can't do.
So I feel like, I mean, I don't feel like I was spoiled, but I treated people like that my whole life. And I think it was for the fact that I didn't grow up in a family where they show a lot of emotions. I don't know if that's the same or if that's different. So it was like I couldn't relate to how that person was feeling. You see what I'm saying? Because I couldn't feel the same thing they felt. 'cause I didn't know how. So it was like, of course they looked at me like I was a dog, 'cause I really didn't give a fuck. So,
well, I believe that once a person becomes an adult, you are now free to make your own choices. How you were brought up is not 100% relevant in your adulthood, because you're an adult now, so you can say, okay, well, this is how I was brought up and this is what I saw, but you have the ability to change that and not be what you saw.
Okay, but I'm not, that's different from not trying to be like them, but if you've never been shown emotions, how do you even know where to begin? You see what I mean?
At some point, and I mean, if it works for you, fine, but if you find yourself on doing this and you constantly doing this and say you ran somebody off and you regretting it, now you regret that you ran that person off, then you got to find, I can't tell you how, but at some point, you're going to have to look at yourself like, damn, I got to find a way to change. I mean, if you contend with being a dog, then you contend with it. But now, like I said,
it's not that I'm content. It was just the fact that that's how people have always perceived me. I only have one regret, and that's it. Other than that, they out of sight, out of mind. I wouldn't care less if I saw them on the street. Some of them, I wouldn't even know who the fuck they are.
Oh. Wait, what's happening?
Hold on,
hey, wait,
what's good?
How did that fuck out there?
It goes out to Janelle.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I don't know. I was cracking up all last week. I couldn't stop laughing. That was funny.
Okay. Waylo, what's happening, man? Now, check this out, man. I'm trying to run a course on how to spot a dog. Male dog, you know. I've been told that I bash so many women that I'm just going to try to be nice and, you know, try to help the ladies out here. Now, the first one I said is check out his upbringing. Now, like I said, this is just my personal opinion, but I feel if a person has to struggle throughout their life, you know, they got more of their priorities straight, more so than a motherfucker that just been handed everything his whole life. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Really?
Been handed everything your whole life, huh? Figured you would.
Nah. My mom worked 3 jobs, and she was a single parent, so.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How old would you get your first pair of Jordans?
What'd you say?
How old were you when you got your first pair of Jordans?
Truthfully, I was 2021.
You bought them on your own.
Yeah, with my whole fucking first paycheck too. Like a dumb.
Okay. Now see, I can respect that, because me and you in the same boat. That's how old I was when I got my first pair of Jordans.
You know what my old man told me? When I told him I want some Jordans, told me to go get a job. I was about 14 or 15 then.
I pretty much told the same thing. But see, I didn't get told get a job. You better come up with your own money. So in that regard, you told me to come up with my own money. You didn't tell me how to go get it. You just told me to come up with my own money. So when I came up with my own money, then you want to get upset. Pony packs and shit.
You know
just
what
cause
they
she mean. Found some pony packs.
Shit, shit. I don't even buy Jordans now. Shit, fuck Jordan.
You know what? I don't either. But like I said, man, I just feel like, you know, that's just my thing, man. I mean, you know, that's just my opinion. I mean, me and Liquor Store agree. You and Janine disagree. So we can agree to disagree on that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just because he had, you know, a tough upbringing might humble him in the beginning, but as he grow up and shit happened throughout his life, that still could change a nigga.
Yeah, okay. Just me personally, motherfuckers that I done ran into, spoiled motherfuckers, I done seen spoiled motherfuckers that you, have you ever been on this side of the fence where it was a girl that you met that you know you would have treated her like you would have treated her like a fucking queen. But she kept dealing with that one motherfucker who really just didn't give a fuck about her, some little spoiled motherfucker, but just because he had money, she was fucking with him?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Literally demeaning her and everything, but then it's like, you know, this spoiled motherfucker got the car, got the money, got everything, but you know in your heart you would have treated her 10 times better than that dude ever would, but you just didn't have the means. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how much worse did he have?
I told her to her face. I ain't have, you know, I wasn't balling out of control. I had money, you know, I always had a job. I always had my little side hustle and shit like that, but I wasn't caked up and shit. Didn't have fancy rims and all that other shit. I told her straight up, I was like, look, I can't give you no dope boy lifestyle, but shit, I can treat you way better than this motherfucker treating you, guaranteed. I was like, all you gotta do is try it out. Never know till you try it out. She was like, she just looked at me, giggled and laughed and went on about her business. She was like, I think about it. Stay with that motherfucker for another 3 or 4 years and end up getting married, then start getting her ass whooped.
Well, how much money did he have?
He was a dope boy. The motherfucker had shit, I don't know.
He sold drugs don't mean they be making no money like that.
But women be looking at the wrong. No, this depends on who you is and what you got, your clientele.
I know.
Hell, I could be the dope man. I could be the dope man and not have shit. But then again, I have a good clientele, be banking out, have a motherfucking meat roll out of this world.
Me personally, I don't give a fuck about somebody's money. Shit, just keep your goddamn money. Fuck you and your money. I can make my own.
It ain't about the money.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, nevertheless, like I said, either way, that, you know, like I said, we just throwing them all out on the table tonight. All right, let's go with the next one. Let's go with the next one that I thought that can kind of describe a dog. Let's go with the occupation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is just my thing. If you met a dude and the motherfucker ain't never had no job, ain't never did shit, I mean, do you really expect this motherfucker to just provide for you now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, seriously, because it's like, you meet a motherfucker, you seen from day one, this motherfucker ain't got shit. He ain't doing nothing but smoking blunts and drinking. I don't give a damn how big his dick is. This motherfucker just ain't doing shit. No ambition. But he got to get that next, he got to get his drink, he got to get his weed, he got to get his clothes on his back. So what you think he going to do?
I can agree with that one. Mm-hmm. I think you're walking into a situation where you know you're about to be taking care of somebody. So I hope you got it like that. Otherwise, you're going to be one disappointed chick.
Mm-hmm. But he loved me.
Right. He loved me.
No, bitch, he loved what you do for him.
He took my car to go get washed. No, bitch, he took your car over his baby mama house.
You know what? I heard a motherfucker say, man, I got to go get me one of these chicks over here at the income tax play.
Oh, yeah, it's draft time now, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's boot season all day.
Retarded motherfuckers.
All day. If you're getting a goddamn, if you got a W-2 and you got about two kids, it's guaranteed you getting a boo.
Oh, yeah, motherfuckers booed up in the wintertime. Because he need them rims to put on his motherfucking car.
Yep.
I
need some fucking
rims. He need that re-up money. He need the rims and re-up money. He need a couple of pistols. He need some fits and whatever else the motherfuckers buy.
Sound like he need his dope boy starter kit.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Dope boy starter kit.
He need his dope boy starter kit. He need his re-up money, some motherfucking rims. Shit. His gear. And you know what? And I'm not saying y'all, but I'm just saying, I know y'all done seen it. I know y'all done seen it. I know you girls then. I know y'all got at least one girl that done fell for this shit. What do y'all be thinking when your girl like, girl, Junior, I got my check, shit. Junior went and got a car.
I hope you got it like that. Because tax season do not make you a baller.
Now, don't get me wrong, because, shit, I mean, I used to look forward to tax season. I ain't going to lie. Shit, I worked all year. Yeah, I want my little odds and ends coming back. Shit, I mean, yeah, it's going to get me a new, you know what I'm saying? I might buy a new kitchen table or some new furniture. Shit, I mean, hell, I ain't no baller. So, shit, I can't just drop $2,000 on a brand new furniture set or something. So taxes come, yeah, I could buy that then. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean,
yeah.
Huh, you said what?
That's upgrading your day-to-day. I mean, if you drop two G's on something, you damn well better know where it went. And it damn well better be something that you still have until the next time you can, you know what I'm saying, drop that money. Like, if you just go and buy fucking $2,000 worth of clothes because it's tax season, I think you're stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but now, I mean, I ain't finna go in the club and make it rain.
Right.
You're not finna catch me up in that motherfucker. Oh, I'm finna make it rain in this bitch. Give me a motherfucking bottle of that motherfucking Mo' Wet. No, motherfucker, I'll take an absolute cranberry and a motherfucking Bud Light. That's what
I ain't even doing that.
Hey,
I'm gonna buy a big ass bottle at the crib. And
right.
I'm sitting here on my TV, goddamn. I ain't going nowhere. Respect that shit.
I go out
and
see that. Absolute. Light cranberry. Can I get a bill to go with that? Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light.
We all know that person that go by with at text time, and then 3 months later they don't have it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they bought the cheapest thing they can find, and it don't run no fucking month.
Either that or they bought
good.
The most expensive thing that they could find, and they couldn't keep up the payment.
Yeah.
Or they buy the most expensive looking car from a motherfucker down the street that motherfucker, the engine was about to go out.
Right.
And they spent all their money on the car. They ain't got no money for the engine. That's where you come in, because I'm parking this motherfucker to the next winter. I sit in my mama garage to the next tax sign. I got to catch your girl. now you going to see a lot of cars like, God damn, this motherfucker, wait, I thought you sold that car. Nah, dog, I had to put up. No, nigga, you ain't had no money to get it motherfucking fixed till old girl got her taxes back.
Yeah.
All right, but now, let's flip this. Let's not talk about the motherfucker ain't got nothing. Let's talk about the motherfucker who got everything. The motherfucker that got his own house, his own car, pay all his own bills. I mean, do you think he'll be a dog?
Of course.
I think he could be, but that's a choice. He don't have to be. If he's looking for that settle down thing, then he, you know what I'm saying, then that's what he's going to. Of course, in the meantime, till he finds that, yeah, you know what I'm saying, he's going to do his thing.
But now here's my thing.
So does that make him a dog, though?
Because, good question, Waylo, because my thing is this. If I'm doing all this, and this is, like I said, this is my personal opinion. If I'm doing all this, if I'm paying all the bills, car, house, everything, I'm doing it all, what you bringing to the table?
Something. Shit, I'm here to help.
Okay, well, I'm glad I didn't. I knew I wasn't going to hear that answer out of y'all. But I'm just glad I just didn't hear that I'm fucking them. I'm bringing pussy to the table. I'm glad I didn't hear that answer.
But all because somebody got a job and they could just be getting back. They might have a decent truck or something that's just getting them back and forth to work. It don't mean it's all that. You know what I mean?
Come on my truck.
But they might not be at that lifestyle what they want to be. You see what I'm saying? Or, they tired of struggling. You know, they living paycheck to paycheck. That don't mean they are because they are at that point where they paying their own bills and stuff. Because, hell, when I first met this one person, I mean, he was happy because I helped him buy some damn food. He didn't even have food in his house.
Well, you know what? And small things like that go a long fucking way.
Mm-hmm. Sure
do. I mean, shit, you know what? That shit would make me be like, damn, for real? You know what I'm saying? If you came to the crib, like, damn, looked in the motherfucking refrigerator, like, damn, nigga. You know, you come back, like, shit, yeah, I went to the store for you. That shit would mean the world to me.
Uh-huh.
That shit would really mean the world to me.
I said this before, and I'll say it again, I'm a simple ass nigga. You come over here with a fucking bag of groceries, pack of cigarettes, a beer.
Right.
Look, Ed, you cook a meal.
Fuck, man. You ain't going home. You get your stuff. Don't get your stuff, move on in. Come on.
I don't know about all that, but I'm going to fuck the shit out of you that night.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, seriously. I mean, shit like that go a long way with a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know?
With a simple motherfucker, not really. I don't need all that flashy shit. Been there, done that.
Right.
And I don't know where it disappeared to, but.
What you say was there once upon a time.
Yeah. Like, I still can't find my damn grill. I don't know where the fuck that thing went to.
Man, look.
But anyway.
I had so much jewelry this day. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? All right, man, if I just had half the jewelry that I used to have.
With all these goddamn cash to gold places.
Right. Man, shit. Motherfucking cash in.
You remember when Heron Boss was in? I had a job when I was in high school. I had the fattest hair and bone in fucking Westside. I do not know where that motherfucker went to.
I bullshit you not. I found it. I'm going to say, what, I found mine, I'm going to say probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I put that motherfucker on, went outside, motherfucker's like, oh, hell no. But then motherfucker's ass in the back.
Yeah.
I don't know where that motherfucker at now. I don't know what the fuck I did with it.
That's what I said I was going to buy me. I was going to buy me some Jordans. I was going to get me a handball. And I was going to ice up my ears. And that's what I did.
I feel you. All right, well, let's go to another one.
Okay.
Kid. This one is a touchy situation with a lot of women because they don't want to realize this. And to me, how can I put this? Women got to be some stupid motherfuckers. I mean, that's the only way I could put it. If you get with a motherfucker, that's just like, okay, let's just say, for instance, Janine.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just say I'll tell you. I got four daughters.
Mhm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. We kick it on a regular basis. I mean, just say we kicked it in. We've been kicking it for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't heard, seen, or nothing pertaining to my daughters.
Mhm.
I mean, would that little red alert, would that little light go off in your head like, damn, this motherfucker I ain't never seen none of his kids.
Of course, it would for me.
But now a lot of women don't do that. You gotta figure, if this motherfucker got kids and you ain't never seen, heard, or nothing about them,
mm-hmm.
even if they grown,
mm-hmm.
you still gonna hear from your kids.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't seen this motherfucker, you ain't heard about this nigga, man. Well, hey. I'm finna take my daughter to the zoo. I'm finna take my daughter to the store. I'm finna take my daughter to school. I'm finna take her shopping, or, you know, I'm finna go watch my son's game, or I'm finna go buy my son a game, or I'm finna go play the game with my son. You ain't heard none of this. But then you fuck around and have a baby by this motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
I mean, the red flag should have went up right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Well, could that be the same for the men too? Say you do bring your new woman around, and your child is telling you they don't like this person, or because she acts, or maybe she, you know, a lot of women act different when they around the kids than when you there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, trust me, I've seen it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
I've got done like
that. Know that she don't like you. She'll let me know real quick. And you got to be, I got to like you for you to meet my daughter in the first place.
Exactly.
So if I like you and my daughter don't like you, guess who's going? She got to go.
Now, in certain cases, Waylow, you tell me now. In certain cases, and I understand what you're saying, because that do hold to be true. But what about, like I said, what about the cases where, you know, at some point you do got to be like, all right, now look, little girl, or, you know, hey, son, you know, because a lot of times you got that mama, you better not like that bitch. You better not say shit to that bitch. That bitch better not do this. That bitch better not do that. No, seriously. I mean,
they do say that shit. But
so,
I'm like,
you know,
if I like you like that for you to meet my daughter, that means I want you around my daughter. That means I want you around. So if I want you to be around like that, that means you need to have a relationship with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all done played. Y'all done ate cookies and popcorn and tore up the fucking living room and shit. And at the
okay,
end of the day, she done had all that fun. She gonna say, "Daddy, she crazy."
All right, but what about the ones who mamas who put them in that situation where they like, I can't like her. I can't. If I like her, my mama gonna go the fuck off.
So see, that's the whole thing with kids. Kids know how to play that whole game. Just like
mm-hmm.
I dealt with that with, you know, my stepdaughter, and her mama did the same thing. Oh, she better not do this. She better not comb your hair. She better not do this. But when she came over to my house, you gonna respect me. I treat you just the same as I treat my other kids. And she changed. When she was over at our house, she was a different person. Now, what she did when she went back to her mama, she might have told her mama something different. You see what I'm saying? But she just played the part. She played the part in both places. That's all it was. But she ain't never disrespect me or nothing like that. And I'm sure her mother said the same stuff. But if I was being phony and dogging her out and the had his back and all that type of shit, of course she's not going to like me still. Of course she's going to agree with her mother.
Okay. Mother, what's happening?
Nothing much. How you doing tonight?
You know us. Same old thing.
Hey.
What up?
What's the topic tonight?
Oh, we talking about how to spot a dog.
They have a smell. They have a smell.
A human
See,
being.
When you first
I'm
said
joking,
that, I was
going
to say for four legs and look between the balls and between the tail.
Right.
That's what I was going to say the first time. But,
I mean, you and her both were being jackasses.
Basically.
No, I mean, we trying to figure out, I mean, because, you know, like I said, I've been called a chauvinist and a woman basher, so I'm trying to help the ladies out today.
Really?
Yeah, I get ladies a little insight. So now let me ask you, since you just got on.
Okay.
All right. If a guy comes from a broken home, or a guy that has everything, grew up with everything, or and then you have a guy that comes from a broken home, which one do you look at to say, okay, that one will be most likely to be a dog?
I honestly feel like it's not about what they had in the past. It's about...
Just can you answer one or the other?
I can answer how I want to answer. That's how I can do it. But if, you know, if that's not good enough for you, then I can't.
Okay, just answer the question. Damn. You fucking early for this. It was just cold. Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Come on now, goddamn. Now you keep on trying to go back and forth with me. Now, honestly,
I'm just saying. What do you think? In my opinion, I feel like if a man, it depends on how he was raised or what he didn't, as far as a, his role model. If he had a father and the father was a male chauvinist, then he's going to be a male chauvinist. If he didn't have a father, you know what I'm saying, he has a choice, a better choice on what he want to grow up to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess we still stuck at 2 and 2.
So it didn't make sense.
No, it made sense. It's just, we were stuck at 2 and 2, and we figured we needed one more person to come in and break the tie, but you didn't break the tie.
It is what it is.
I have a question. Can it be spotted in a person's approach? Like, I think it can be.
Well, being a dog.
Yeah, all day.
Huh?
Being a dog,
all
can
day.
It be spotted?
Yeah.
I think it could be.
Yeah.
Then again,
I mean,
you got some people that's really straightforward. It's not that they're trying to be a dog or nothing, but they just being straightforward. They just telling you how they feel.
I can see it in your personality. You ain't got to approach me at all, and I can see it.
Well, I mean,
so no, looks
can
be deceiving, though. You just can't judge them off of their looks, though.
If that person just come out and say, this is not what this is, I don't want a relationship like that, that's not being a dog, right?
I think he's being totally honest.
Right.
Yeah, that's just being upfront and honest.
Right, and
okay,
you should respect it.
A dog, in my opinion, a dog is not somebody who decides to live their life one way, but a person who tells you they live in one way and then they act a totally different way. That's a dog to me. You coming to me like you want a steady, stable relationship, but yet you got four women I didn't know about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
three months into the relationship, I get an STD, and you acting like you don't understand why. You know what I'm saying? That's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
not somebody who told you off the jump, you know what I'm saying, this is what it is, you know.
Okay, I can agree with that. I can agree with what you just said.
Yeah. Well, then I wasn't a dog. I was just honest.
Okay, well, I mean, if you were honest, then by all means, then no, you wasn't. But now if you're sitting there playing the game, then yeah. I mean, you know what? Like I said, brother, I can honestly agree with what you said. Yeah, I mean, because if I told you from the jump, look, you're not my woman. You're not my woman. I don't want you. I don't want no woman. I do me. You do you. Whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? If I came to you like that in the beginning, I didn't lie to you. No matter how good of a time that me and you had, I didn't lie to you. I didn't tell you you was my woman. I mean, you can't get mad at me, can you?
Not at all. But most, I don't want to say most women, but there are a lot of women that believe that once you tell them you're not my woman, oh, well, I'm going to throw this pussy on them. I'm going to cook good for them. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and he's going to fall in love and he's going to want to be with me. I'm going to make him be with me.
Well, that's some stupid motherfuckers.
It's women that I can't say a lot. I can't say how many, but there are women that are like that.
Yeah, it's about 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
And them the ones that get used to what they got, then they're the ones that's cussing the motherfuckers out talking about you use me.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Agreed.
So, I mean, okay. I can say we all in agreement on that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's it out. Okay. All right, well, brother. Well, while I got you on here, let me ask you another thing. If Waylo had his own house, his own car, everything, he paying all the bills, he doing it all. You see him, you like him, you know, he like, what's up? I mean, he pretty much, I mean, like I said, he's making his own way. You know what I'm saying? Do you think, I mean, what could you offer, what could you bring to the table to him to make him say, okay, I'm not going to dog her?
I'm just basically going to show, I'm not going to be fake about it. If you show a man that you expect respect and you give respect, you show a man basically do unto others as you have them do unto you type personality, then he shouldn't, if that's what he's looking for, then that's what he's going to accept. But if he's looking for, it depends on what he's looking for. But what I can show him is just reality, the reality of me. And if that's not enough for him, then I'm not going to fake to make him fall in love.
Okay. I'm trying to figure this out. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the song. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the wonderful sexy world of Trina. Let you
work me out. Gon' fuck me, make me sweat. Don't take it out, just lay in it if you need a rest.
In the crib and fuck all day, and fuck you on the couch and eat you in the hallway, and walk around naked and put the cell phones away. Whenever you want this dick, just look at me and say, babe. Whenever that pussy gets so, we can call it the day. I wanna catch you on that lip and put it on your ass, and pin your ass up and fuck you like a man. I wanna finger your fur, make you wanna fuck me bad. Soon as I feel that pussy get wet, step on the gas, and I'ma fuck you from the back, but I'ma do it last. I want you to ride me first while I squeeze on your ass. Whenever you feel that nut coming, want you to fuck me fast.
Yes, she was so right, because when I was with somebody and all they wanted to do was do it in the bedroom, that's the most boring shit I ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
How could you only want to do it in the bedroom? At night, at that.
They wasn't having sex. They wasn't fucking. They was trying to make love.
Shit, you can make love anywhere.
Exactly.
that's true, yeah. But, you know, some people might not see it that way. Some people might not see it that way. Sex is meant for the bedroom and the bedroom only.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
1960 shit.
Right.
Well, I can get it on a Greyhound bus and a Burger King bathroom. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's just like people just act like they're scared nowadays. So much stereotypes on it. Well, if you do that, you a hoe. You ain't right. But I mean, if you with your, you with a motherfucker, you,
yeah,
you know,
I have been
mate.
Called one. I have been called one for certain things that certain things and places that I've done them at. Like, I'm out there. I'm whoring.
I mean, but if you with your mate, then it don't matter.
I wasn't married, but he was a person I was in a relationship with. They said, you know, it was even worse that I wasn't married, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I had a friend, and I won't give a fuck where we were. he was like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, wherever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I had the police
shit,
pull up on us one time.
Day.
Like, can you take that back to the house, please? Yeah, sir, as long as we ain't getting arrested.
I was at school one day. I got a phone call. It's like, why don't you come outside on break? It's like, all right. Went outside, see outside in the truck. Didn't have on shit but a coat. Got in that back seat. Was out there about a good 30, 45 minutes, went back to class with the biggest Kool-Aid smile on my face. What the fuck wrong with her? I'm like, shit, when you like to know? And that smelled like straight pussy.
Hey, you should have pulled that old school move on him. Smell my fingers.
So silly. I guess
people are just scared nowadays. They don't want to do anything. I mean, hell. And we straight. You see a lot of gay people expressing and showing their feelings, but why we can't show our feelings?
What?
You know what? I think when the motherfuckers get certain ages, they feel like, oh, I'm too old for all that. I'm too old. I'm grown now.
That's
the fuck you mean? You grown now? This is when you're supposed to be doing the shit.
That's why all the old people's sex life die.
And you know, that's the one thing I can't stand. I can't stand when a motherfucker get to, oh, I'm too grown for all that. Well, fuck, I ain't asked you to go out there and play double dutch.
Hey.
I'm trying to play hide and go seek.
I told a friend one day we was on the balcony getting it in, and it was like probably like 1:30 in the morning. She like, bitch, you nasty. I mean, people were still just getting in the house. They could have been sitting outside watching. I hope they got an eye full. I hope they went in the house and handled their business. I mean, for me to be nasty, really, I'm nasty because I wanted the air to hit me while I was getting it, really.
Let me list up. Hey, baby, we need to be going to do what she doing. Come on.
No.
Look across the spot, and I've been waving at you. I've been waving right at you. Yeah, I'm getting it in, too.
Right.
They said, what's the best place to have sex? And everybody, you know, was rattling off their answers and shit. And I said, anywhere you're not supposed to and anywhere you can get caught. That's the best place.
Has anybody ever had sex in a room full of folks when nobody knew you was having it?
I got some head like that.
The movie theater, cat?
That'll never happen.
No, because the movie theater is it's completely dark, and there really ain't nobody seeing but maybe two or three people that's sitting around you. I'm talking about, like, you sitting in, like, somebody's house, and they having, like, a house party or a gathering, and people just walking around, and you sitting on the couch getting it.
Somebody wasn't doing it right.
I mean, they're not doing it right because you're not making noise, or they not doing it right because what?
Because incognito. I mean, but what you mean? Can't nobody tell? Like,
what you sitting on top of him, or you bagged up? He bagged up against a wall. How's this going?
I guess, like sitting on top of him, or sitting side by side, and he coming from the back, or. You know what I'm saying, y'all sitting under a cover, or, you know what I mean, any type of position, but y'all doing it, like, off into the corner, but everybody walking around, everybody, you know what I'm saying, they might even hold you a cop, say something to you, and you ain't, you know what I'm saying, doing it hardcore, you doing it, but you trying not to be caught, but ain't nobody either paying attention.
No, I can't say.
I know
what you're saying, but I can't say that I could get away with it because I need to move.
I'm too bad.
I mean, especially if we in that type of situation, I feel like shit. If I'm somewhere where there's people, and shit, I'm finna give them a show. I mean, we need to give them a show.
Well, I know I have had sneaky sex before where. You know what I'm saying? We was trying to do it where we wasn't trying to let nobody hear us moving or making noise. And, I mean, that was the most intense sex that I had had in, like, oh, my goodness, forever. Like, I just thinking about it right now, it was just so intense because each stroke was, like, hard and long and rough and just, but at the same time, it was so slow and strong that it wasn't heard or saw, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you, I feel you, and I imagine it could be, but I'm just speaking for me. I can't stay that quiet. Especially, oh, shit. What the fuck is happening? I say that out loud.
So silly.
Is you all right over there?
Yeah, I am now.
All right.
Hey, Cass, you know the boys' locker room on West Side? You ever been in there?
Yeah, I went there for 4 years. I remember what it looked like.
My bad, I forgot. Some people ain't never been in the locker room before. Shit, you might not have played gym, hell. But anyway, you know how you walk around the showers, right, instead of going through the middle?
Uh-huh.
Well, on that outside, I had snuck a chick back there after school and after wrestling practice. And after I got out the shower, she came over there. And you know how you can walk around? Well,
right.
The track team had came in there, and they was going to that back locker room all the way to the back.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So she was down on her knees, like, giving me some head, and they came in. She was still down there. They're like, what the hell is you doing? I was like, shit, coach got me mopping this shit up over here because it was a mop over there. And as he was walking around, I was moving, and she was moving too, but she didn't ever stop sucking me off. So now I got to walk slow, get here, and bounce these motherfuckers at the same time. And still didn't get caught. And she
yeah,
didn't
I must say, that was a feat in itself. God damn. Doody 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 doo. What you doing? Hey, 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 the poet. Don't come over here. Don't come over here. Oh, no, don't you stop. 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 No, not you. Not you. Not you. Shit. I mean, shit. I, goddamn, dog. Now, I couldn't never go in the, I couldn't never get to the locker room, but now I did get behind the bleachers.
Oh, we always got behind the bleachers.
I mean, it was like during, like, second hour, though. I was like, wow.
You know where the boxing ring was at?
Oh, man, my name should still be carved in that motherfucker.
I done bust a goddamn boxing ring from that damn time. I done been
saying. Yeah. Hey, I did like Apollo. Ding, ding. It's time to go. Hey, well, like I said, shit, you gotta, I mean, you gotta have some fun.
Yeah, you do.
I'm kind of mad because it seemed like, you know, this is like the best time for me to have some fun and I can't get none.
Shit, I mean, well, okay, let me, you know, I ain't trying to pry nothing. But, I mean, shit, you don't ever call baby daddy?
Which one?
The one you're pregnant by.
Well, the last conversation we had, he was talking about he was coming over here to make sure that I was stressed out and all that, and I heard from
him. He said to make sure you're stressed out?
Stretched out, bones popped, back cracked, all of that.
Did he, you know, he never showed up?
He never showed up.
You need to call that motherfucker back.
I don't like chasing out the dick, really, I don't.
Sometimes you got to put your pride aside.
Oh, no, I can't do all that.
I just.
Really?
Okay, I just really.
What you say?
I said really.
You said really.
No, seriously, really. I mean, really, y'all pride is that strong where y'all can't say, all right, look, hey, I want you, come over here, please.
I mean, I said that in our conversation. I need you to come over here. I'm over here. I ain't had sex in such and such and such. And, you know, I'm really pretty sure you would be irritated if you found out another man was inside of me. So can you come over here and fix the problem? Can we handle this, you know? Then he got to talking all this lovey-dovey stuff about what he wanted out of the situation. So if that's what you want, then let's come on over here because I got something for you.
Okay.
Just
get over here and fuck the shit out of me.
Okay, well, come on over here. I got something for you. And he never showed up.
I don't know. I can't speak for the man. I can't speak for him. I can't say whether, you know, maybe he wanted to hear it in a little bit more compassionate way. I'm just reaching. I don't know. Maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Us as men, we like hearing that strong, aggressive shit, but sometimes we want to hear that sentimental stuff, too.
I don't.
You never want to hear it.
No.
Come on, Waylo. Not one time you
pull
ever want
to hear it. Pull me by the goddamn belt and tell me to fuck the side of you, goddamn. Fuck that.
Every time.
Bullshit. Every
time.
I like some turn on to me, yep.
I mean, I understand. Don't get me wrong, but the hell, yeah, every now and then, shit. Yeah, I'd rather see you be a little passive. I don't want you being aggressive all the time. Because
women don't be aggressive enough.
Huh? Yeah.
So women don't be aggressive enough.
Shit.
Well, maybe
some men can't handle. Some men can't handle.
Maybe the motherfuckers. I know. I feel like, God damn. Wait a minute. Hold, let my leg go. Wait, stop pulling me up the stairs. I mean,
I like to walk into the house, fucking, hey, your shower waiting on you. Go in there and take a shower as soon as you come out the door. Fucking, you ain't even dried off yet. She fucking you. She ain't saying shit to you. You know, how's the day? Fuck your day. Give me this dick.
I mean, like I said, I understand that. I mean, me personally, I mean, I just, every day, I mean, some days, shit, I would like to be the aggressor. That's all.
I mean, I'm going to drop it off, too. But I'm just saying, I like for a woman to do that shit. That's, I like it. It's nice. Shit.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, but, hey, every now and again, motherfucker want to be the aggressor. I want to, lay your ass now. Shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing. Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All I want to hear is whatever you like. Wake up.
I'm going to get twisted. I'll be the aggressor too. I'm just saying, I like the woman to be the aggressor the most. That 60-40 shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, it's like, you said what now?
No, I was about to ask Lilo, so it's early in the morning, and you get a text message, right, just describing the situation, like, are you going to go get it?
Hell yeah. You sent me a text message just talking about, hey, it's a little wet. I'll be over there before it get all the way moist, shit.
So have you solved your problem since you've been back, Lilo?
Yeah, I solved my problem since I've been back.
That's
you mad at me.
Yeah, motherfucker, he wasn't going to go too long.
I know.
Now he's sitting there talking about that bitch keep knocking on my window. Now he mad. I ain't even with Who's Your Boy no more. Shit.
Goddamn, that goddamn condom sound like a goddamn carton of eggs.
Goddamn, dog. I mean, you know what, man? I mean, now, as far as, like, ladies, now, let me ask y'all. I mean, like, okay, the aggressive against the passive. I mean, do y'all like being the aggressive all the time? I'm going to start with Butter. You like being the aggressor all the time?
No. I like for a man to be the man. I like to be the aggressor at some point, but not all the time, no.
Okay. What about you, Janine?
I can be aggressive, I can admit. But I do like the guy to be more aggressive than me. I guess that's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to put it, too.
Hey, Lickstone, what about you?
I'm in agreement. I have to sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to go get what you want. Other times you won't. You want him to come and get what you got.
Okay. I mean, because, I mean, like I said, just me, I just, like, sometimes, I mean, I can lay back myself with her. Yes, ma'am. But sometimes, you got to be like, if you don't sit your, you better not say, shut the fuck up. Take it. You better take every inch of it. You better not cry. Don't cry at all. Shut up. Gotcha now. Gotcha now. I'm just saying. That's all. On that note, y'all, we're going to go to a song right quick. We'll be right back.
Minute, baby. Listen to me. clubbing with your friend. Now she roll out with my niggas, but tonight I'm feeling something different, baby. Like the two of us doing a little something together. I'm not talking about the movies, babe, or going to an expensive restaurant for a fancy meal. Why don't we spend this evening late doing something both can feel straight fucking. Oh, baby girl. Oh, yeah.
No interruption.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Yes.
Straight fucking.
Just take it off, baby.
Good.
Let's take off all our clothes, baby. Yeah. Light a few candles and pull back the satin sheets. I just wanna kiss your sexy body from the top of your head down. Your feet. Tonight is an occasion, lady, that is so special, like a holiday, a holiday. See, I'm tired of explaining, baby. There is nothing. Taking you out on the town to a fancy restaurant, no, oh no. See, I just wanna give you, baby, everything, everything you want.
I didn't know that was him.
Mm-mm, it didn't sound like him.
I don't know. It was him. I was thinking it was that guy with the dreadlocks, that light-skinned guy with the dreadlocks.
Remember when he, on Baby Boy, when he was supposed to go over there and hit her friend, and he was like, "You ain't getting this daddy dick." That's the song that was playing in the background.
You want this.
Yeah. Hey, I got to give him credit. He had to be a motherfucker today. He must have knew some bad shit was going to happen behind that one.
A lot of movies got made on that song.
Right. She had that plan and what she had on, shit.
Yep.
Please don't tell.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got an inbox from a friend who just told me that she don't know what to do. Her male friend who she knew had a crush on her just told her that he wanted to be with her exclusively. He wanted to settle down and all of that other kind of stuff. She said like 15 years ago she had sex with his brother, but she do like him and think that he would be a good person for her, but she had sex with his brother. Now his brother is like settled down and in a relationship or married or something like that, but what she saying? Yeah, he married, I think, but you know what I'm saying, she don't know what to do, because if things go right with him and her, and he want to marry her, what should she do? Like, is the brother gonna tell on her, or keep it a secret, or what?
He don't already know.
Right.
I mean, brothers usually tell each other stuff like that.
Bitch. Right. I mean, shit. You with her? You know, fuck that bitch, right? I mean,
they haven't gotten together. She said she didn't get with him. He just told her how he felt.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm saying if she get with her, yeah, it's gonna come out. The only way it ain't gonna come out if her and the brother still fucking. That's the only way that's not gonna come out. Me and my brother, we got like damn near 10-year age difference. But yeah, if he was around somebody that I fucked and. And for the first thing coming out of my mouth, you know I fucked her, right? Unless I'm trying to steal fuck her, then I'm not saying that just yet. But other than that, yeah, it's going to come out. I don't know too many brothers you got estranged brothers, but shit, I mean, y'all grew up in the same household. 9 times out of 10, he gon' tell him. Like I said, unless he's still trying to fuck her. And even then, shit, some brothers, hell, you don't say nothing about it, I won't say nothing about it. Let's run this bitch. You got to think about it, man. A brother's love is deep.
I don't know what to tell her.
15 years ago, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We were kids 15 years ago. You know, we were playing around and this happened, you know, but if it never went anywhere beyond them just having sex one time 15 years ago, well, then both brothers ought to understand that.
But what if they get together and get in the, you know, get married, or he proposes to her? Like, you know what I mean? What if that happens? Like,
and another thing is, can he take it? Does he know that she fucked his brother?
She said she ain't never told him. She don't think dude ever told him because she don't think that he would approach her if he would have.
If it is true, can he take it? Because like me, I'm an asshole. I'd be like, shit, she still like it from the back. All right, nigga, when you get all the way up in a wiggle of a little bitch, that make her
oh
come.
Oh, my goodness. That's dirty.
Yeah, that is just asshole. That is wrong.
What? I'm just saying. I mean, hey. I'm saying, can you take that? You know? I mean, shit. I mean, I grew up around some cutthroat motherfuckers, and these was my best friends. If they had sex with your girl or something like that, or a motherfucker you fucking with, that nigga, you kissed that bitch. You know she was sucking my dick the other night, right? What?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you got to, I mean, that's something you really, really got to be able to say, can I take this?
All right, so, Cass, if I come to you, I'm like, you know what, 15 years ago, I fucked all the time. Then we can't get down today.
Who, me and you?
Yeah.
I'm better than him, so I ain't worried about that.
Okay, what about this? What about if you slept with, okay, we slept together 15 years ago, and now here I am. We're not together no more. We stopped messing around. Now I'm here with your brother. And say you do want to fuck back around with me, but I'm like, no, nah, I'm with your brother. Would you be mad?
I have to get that that by heartbeats. But you don't love him. You love me. You've been with me. I felt you. I get that JT brother by heartbeats. Shit, you gonna give me smoke. My brother. Say selfish motherfuckers is legal to you.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I know. Brother probably listening to this right now, like, daddy motherfucker. How they have fucked one of my old ladies. You fucked him, bitch.
What you ain't know that was my brother?
You say what?
What you ain't know that was my brother?
I ain't shit.
Because what if the brother don't care? You know, you have some brothers now that they just don't care. But
really,
I mean, even if it was 15 days ago, but 15 years ago, who fucking cares?
You know what? I'm not saying I care, but me, by that being my little brother, yeah, I would fuck with him. It's a brother thing. I mean, but it's just the fact, he's not going, my thing is this, he's not going to take it out on me. It's you he's going to take it out on.
Right. That's why I said it. Like, she should tell him that about pop. Because
yeah.
If he can't handle it, then they don't need to be involved.
Right.
Before
right.
She feels that.
Because he got to know. Because like I said, and I mean, I know I sound crash and harsh, but shit, I ain't the only brother to feel like that. Shit, I mean, when you got a big brother, little brother scenario, that shit goes on for life. You always going to be my little brother. I'm always going to fuck with you. That's just the way we are. God damn, nigga, that's your old lady now, huh? Put that thumb in her ass right before she comes. That makes her go crazy. You motherfucker! And see, he'll laugh it off. He'll drink a beer with me. Laugh it off. Now, he go home with you. Let me just
call you all kind
just
of so, ass, huh?
It just so happened that you actually do like the thug. He told me that you like this shit, you dirty bitch. Now you sitting there talking about, what the fuck is he talking about? Your brother ain't never put his thumb in my ass. Well, how did he know that you was going to come soon as I put my thumb in your ass? Now you sitting there trying to explain the way your body works. No, it wasn't him. It was my other boyfriend that started this shit. Oh, now, you mean to tell me it's been numerous motherfuckers with their thumb up your ass? And you didn't see. This could have been
a boy. You know what blows me away about that, though? Men are like that. They like, okay, you lose your virginity. You don't believe. Who you fucking? You suck their penis, and that's the first penis you suck. And they feel like, oh, it's fire. It's the bomb, whatever. Who other dick you've been sucking? How many dicks you done had in your mouth?
You know what? Now, that's one question I ain't never asked.
I have had, the first time I gave oral sex, my boyfriend broke up with me. He said, who dick you been sucking? I said, what? I didn't want to do you. What do you mean? Like, you had to be having sex with somebody else. You sucking somebody else's dick. Oh, my God, are you serious? Like, no, I have never done it before. I've had pickle eating contests before, but that's it. Like, I was still young. What are you talking about? That was the best oral sex I've ever had. I ain't never. Okay. Well, thank you for the compliment, but you the first, the only, you know.
Did he ever ask for it again?
Of course.
Did you do it?
Of course.
Okay. Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
He knew that was your first time.
Then why was he so dramatic? I mean, he broke up with me and didn't talk to me for like a couple of weeks.
Yes, he had to go along with it real good. Make sure you're going to do it again. I promise. Okay, well, go and do it again. Let me see. That was a very clever move.
That's crazy.
That was a clever move, though.
In my opinion, that was crazy because he knew what kind of, you know what I'm saying?
He got it again, didn't he?
Of course, but I mean, he knew what kind of life I lived. He knew I wasn't doing too much or nothing.
Okay. Now, see, that just goes to prove my point all the more. Now, if he knew all this and he did you like that, hey, I mean, you got. We all got.
That was crazy.
But it worked. I couldn't believe you.
I could have asked him the same thing, the way he ate my coochie from the back. Where you get that from?
I said pornos.
That's what he said, too. That's exactly what he said.
That's what you should have said. That conversation would have been
done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure couldn't say my mama taught me.
Oh, no.
Well, don't worry about it. I mean, if he came back for seconds and thirds and fourths, I mean, shit. Hey, it was good. Can't get mad about that. Oh, that right little stuff.
I sure hope so.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, everybody's so quiet about it.
It's in, and I answered.
But you know what kills me? Now, how old were you? How old were you when that happened, Butter?
I was in high school.
Okay. All right. I can go with that. I mean, hell, high school, that's when everybody started experimenting. Please don't have two kids. You've been on your own. You didn't have three, four different boyfriends and tell me, well, I ain't never did that before. Really? Why are you sitting here lying to me?
Not necessarily the case.
No, 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 no,
no. I've dated a lot of men who never asked me ever asked me to give them oral sex. I've dated a lot of men who never asked me to ever give them oral sex. I actually had a man tell me that he didn't want oral sex from me because he felt like it was degrading to women.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I don't fuck with our head no more.
What?
I said, I don't fuck with our head no more.
Wow. That's not fair for y'all to be able to say it, and I can't.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you say it, if you don't do it, then that's fine. But if you do it, then why not? What's the whole purpose of even having sex if you're not going to do the whole thing?
Lady.
Sometimes you just, you know what I'm saying, you might want the penis with the condom on, but you don't want to take that condom off and put the penis in your mouth.
Well, that'll never
happen. If you're scared, you're gonna get something. Why the fuck are you gonna fuck them in the first place? Neither though, you're just gonna be protected.
You can be with somebody that you've been with for a long time, or had sexual relations with off and on. Like I have somebody that for 10 years off and on, I had sex with this person. But I don't know who else he was having sex with. I don't know. I don't even know if he just got through having sex with another female and washed his penis and came over here. So why would I want to put his penis in my mouth? Just like
that's true. The first drugs for different folks.
I wouldn't be trifling and just got off a penis and then come over and sit on your face.
Some women try.
I would know that. Yeah, some women do.
Right.
You don't know if she has or she has not. But I can't put no goddamn condom on your pussy and then you gonna ask me to eat your pussy. How the hell I'm gonna do that?
And I, you know what? One time I had
dental dam.
I had sex with a guy and. The penis, I knew he put a condom on. I didn't look at the penis. I didn't pay attention to it, but I knew it was big, nice size, and sex was good. But when he took the condom off, his penis was ugly. I couldn't picture putting it in my mouth.
Well, that's a whole different ball game. Because if your goddamn pussy look like chewed bubble gum, then I ain't fucking with it either.
So there's a reason why you don't want to do it. Like you just said, why not do it if you already do it? Because there's reason.
I mean, you throw those different equations into it, then yeah, that's from the chemical. Well, I ain't that goddamn
right. She dick to get bit off or something. It's all gnarled up.
Yeah.
Well,
a dog done got a hold to his shit.
Got warts and all types of.
Of course you wouldn't want to suck that. I understand that.
Right. You take that dick out. Take that dick with you.
That's fully understandable.
I don't know,
Chuck,
man.
I'm all about being safe. I get tested once a year, and I'm knock on wood right now. I'm 32 and ain't had no STDs, I ain't had no VDs, I ain't had shit, but a good time, and I'm going to keep it that way. But my whole thing, I'm a very sexual person. If I feel like I want to eat you, then I want to, but like you said, you got to meet that criteria.
You know what blew me away, though, when I had my, I don't want to say my first sexual experience, but like one of my, maybe my second or third sexual experience with a woman, and their private hair was nappy.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
That is a turn off.
I was like, wow. Like, how is it? Like, if you got a perm. We all know you got a perm. But if your shit is looking like a Brillo pad, then shave that shit. That blew me away. I was just.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else, too. Another one is them gray hairs. Gray hairs. I couldn't imagine seeing one with gray hair. I'd be like, oh, no, what?
I've never experienced the gray hairs, but, you know. I couldn't believe it. I said, how could you have sex with, as I know, she, I mean, I knew that she was, like, basically, I was probably the first woman she had dealt with. So, like, all of these men that you've messed around with never had a problem with this shit being nappy. It looked like, you know, it was so nappy, it looked like one of those fake beards that you just put on for Halloween.
So it looked like Osama bin Laden was in between the legs.
Man, I was like, oh my God, like really?
They got a pussy look like Ned the Wino's face.
Man.
That's fucked up.
I mean,
well, I got a theory though. If my goddamn hairs look better than yours, then I can't go down there.
After that experience, that's exactly what I feel like. If you either ain't shaved it, groomed it up, or my shit look better than yours, then I'm gonna start coughing, feel sick. What time is it? Oh my god, no, I gotta do something. Everything gonna change about that plan right there.
That's fucked up.
Do that go for
men and women, or you just saying a woman like
period.
That?
Period. Don't.
Yeah, period.
I can't. Ugh. That's just like.
You gonna keep your hair combed?
You know what I'm saying? Do something, braid
hey,
that shit, move it out the way.
And make sure you keep it separate. Look, I
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with it.
I don't even want to.
Well, Martin say the shit's so nappy that Wilson couldn't pick it.
No, Wilson couldn't pick it. You got that right. Like, really? Shocking.
Hey, y'all
want to
hear something funny as hell? My homeboy came over here like 4 or 5 months ago. He stayed out of town and shit. He came over. We swapped sex stories and shit. Just shoot the shit, you know. This motherfucker's like, man, this girl pulled up goddamn panties off. I'm thinking she had a fat ass monkey. I was like, word, you know, going along with it. And she pulled them panties all the way off. That shit was nothing but a bush. I was like, damn. He was like, so they got done fucking, and she passed out. He said he took his clippers and chopped her shit off.
Wow.
Hell no.
I've had men tell me they didn't want me to cut my shit. I've had men tell me that they wanted me to keep it and let it grow out and all that. But my shit is not nappy in no shape, form, or fashion.
Just the bush.
But to have a Grillo pad, and I mean, I'm surprised that you ain't broken out on the thighs from that shit scratching your skin up. I just,
I can't fuck with it. I'm sorry. If I pull goddamn hair out my teeth after I come out, goddamn, we gonna fight.
I'm gonna
whoop your motherfucking ass, and I'm gonna take your ass to the spa and get that shit waxed. If you like it or not, goddammit, I'll whack that shit myself.
Or you get that
out
of
your mouth. Yeah, you know what's the nasty? You get a motherfucker hair wrapped around your tongue ring, I'm throwing that motherfucker away and I'm making you buy me another one, goddammit.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Some nasty shit.
Oh, your tongue is pierced, Waylo?
Yes, ma'am,
what?
It is.
What? Wait a minute.
Oh. I really want to. I mean, this summer you're going to get a watermelon, though, for real.
Yeah, I get one this summer. Hey, you know what? I got a new phone, too. I got a new phone. So we in business.
That's what's up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Can I ask a question? I mean, so if a woman does threesomes, so men just automatically assume that she's done threesomes with every guy she's been with?
No, that's not necessarily true.
It just says she's open-minded.
Because I'm about to say, everybody don't desire no threesomes.
You know what? I guess y'all could... You can call this the arrogance in me. I be feeling like shit. I'm special. Yeah, I'm motherfucker be like, I'm nigga, she do threesomes with everybody. Prove it. Did she do one with you? No. Well, fuck you. I'm special. What your boy say? I'm different. Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, call me arrogant. Say what you want. Maybe that's the arrogance coming out of me, but shit. Well, fuck, do some shit like that. I mean, hey.
I said, because my son's father asked me that. He was like,
Girl, what are you starting doing things? Because I was doing things before I met you.
You dirty motherfucker. You dirty motherfucker.
Oh, of course, that was the cure-all for everything. Girl, I would have known that. You wouldn't have known for Boca.
Yeah. Make a nigga want to get back with
you. I mean, I had a guy who had like a other man's dick complex, I think, what you call it, the dick complex. Like, once I told him I've had threesomes and stuff, then he was like, well, you might be used to a certain kind of size dick, then this might not be enough for you. And I'm like, I wanted to just say, okay, we don't even got to do it no more. You just basically been turning me off. Be proud of what you got, like, really.
Yeah.
If you was able to make a baby, then somebody had sex with you more than once, hopefully. So, and they enjoyed it. So, it's not about the size. Most of the time, it's about what you do to it and how you do
it. It's all about that hump.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question? Is this guy, how old is this guy? Because, I mean.
He's older than me, baby. Older than me. And says
and
that,
he really acting like that? He must have had a lot of pussy in his life. I didn't have threesomes. Oh, you have? Really? You plan on doing some more? Am I included? See, I mean, to be well, I you might not like me. See, you know. I can't see it.
I ain't got the biggest dick in the world, but I know how to motherfucker take care of business, goddammit. I don't give a damn if you like it or not.
Hey, wait, look. As soon as you say, well, you know, I do three, so she ain't even finished this whole sentence. I got my sister. Do this fit the criteria? Wait, hold on. Oh, shit, this motherfucker put this down. Eyes have got big recently. Yeah, I do. Here.
Nigga, I didn't say right now.
That's one thing I don't like. Like, yeah, I might have had threesome. That don't mean I'm finna jump off and have a threesome with you. I might not feel like.
And why
that.
Not? And why
I might
not
feel like it? Doing it right now. I mean, you know.
No, baby, let it go. I understand. I know you.
Or we might not feel like that man can handle it. I'm only
right.
I've only did three.
You never know till you get to.
No, I've dated people and been with somebody for years and never gave them a threesome. I've only did threesomes with three people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I've had a man say he wanted a threesome. As soon as I got ready to give him one, he swore up and down I was cheating on him every time I left the house.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute, with the girl?
Or if you act crazy and it's just me and you together, that's crazy. And you think I'm about to give you a threesome with another woman involved? That's crazy.
What are y'all finding?
Okay, hold up.
That's what I want to know.
What'd you say, wait, love?
Hold on. I said, where the fuck do they find these dudes at?
Right, I mean, what the fuck?
You trying to choke me out because some dude, you talk about some dude walked past me and touched
right.
my breast. Really?
Right. Nigga left me
well, okay,
stranded
now,
one day because another nigga looked at me. Left me stranded.
Wait a minute, did the guy walk past and touch your ass?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then, yeah, he crazy.
He fell up and down, he did. Wow. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. So if you jealous hearted and you act like that, why would I even do something like that and take it to the next level? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
No, he don't deserve it.
No, he don't deserve it.
Right.
He don't deserve it at all. Fucker.
Fuck that shit up. Yeah, fuck the shit up for everybody.
Right. Here we go, Waylo, some nice guys that like ourselves. We can't get
it. Sitting over here bored and horny and shit.
Right.
Can't even get a threesome. This nigga done fuck shit
he,
up.
He done started the shit. Well, I would like to, but my last boyfriend, and I get flashbacks. What? I'm gonna go fuck this nigga up right now. I'm let you know that you ain't never, ever gotta worry about him.
Ever.
Right, ever.
Okay,
you got some selfish
I had one that you started to get jealous over the women.
Now, see, that's...
Yes,
I've had
that too, girl, yes.
Oh, she wants you too? She
I hope so. Shit, baby.
First
you
say, first you say.
They all just try to steal you. They all try to... I'm like, you know what? You was really ridiculous.
First you say he was all good with it. It can be me, him, and her, and we can live together and be one happy family.
Oh,
then
good.
He was like, oh.
Hell no.
Oh, so what? She trying to be the man in this relationship? What, she trying to
exactly.
take over?
Well, now, Hold on. Let me ask one question.
That's exactly where he's from.
Let me ask one question. You gotta think about this now, Waylo. Even you gotta think about this. Is the woman into both of us, or is she just into you and I'm just part of the deal?
Are we competing?
Yeah, because if we competing, then I'm gonna tell you kick this bitch onto the curb, because I ain't got time to be arguing with this hoe, because this hoe gonna wind up doing something stupid and I'm gonna wind up smacking the shit out of
her. She likes penis and coochie. She liked both, but she was
I'm asking.
But she liked the woman more. But
she was attracted to me, and that's why she had decided to do the threesome in the first place.
Right.
But then she liked
that.
That
being said,
we gonna set the ground rules. If your ass don't move in, I'm going to live here. You going to live here? When I walk in and y'all fucking, I ain't got shit to say. I walk in and we fucking, you better not say shit. If we're going to be a big happy family, goddamn it, we're going to be a big happy family. It ain't going to be this bullshit. If the bullshit going to occur, then y'all got to go.
If she went out and bought me something, at first it was like if she went out and bought me something, he'd have to go out and buy me something bigger and better. If she went out
and gave me that.
I mean, I used to surmise that for a minute, but then it got to the point where he started, like, making excuses, like, I done did something to make him, I didn't clean the house good enough, or she done left her panties on. It used to turn you on to see the lace panties leading to the bedroom and stuff like that. Now you fussing and like, what is wrong with you?
Let me ask you, was he getting cut out the loop?
Never. Like, okay, I could say he never. If he was at work and both of us was at home, of course he got cut out because we was at home.
Okay, and that's understandable.
But never. Oh, he was in the front room watching TV, we in the back doing it. No.
Okay. Now let me ask another question. Was she prone to it, or like I said, it's the difference from her being prone to it and her
doing
it
because
she
never had sex with him without me. She never had sex with him without me.
No. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking is like, in her eyes, well, the only way I can get you is if I deal with him. But I really don't want him. I just want you. She might not say it, but was that the attitude being portrayed?
In my opinion, it wasn't, because she enjoyed it every time. I mean, she made more noise than I did.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know, because if I was that shit, he'd have been out the way altogether. hey, fellas.
See, we have a problem with that.
But on my end, he wanted to cut it out completely. I'm like, okay, now we have a problem.
But you have said on here that a lot of them times they wanted to cut him out.
That's true.
Okay, I'm not finna sit here and try to compete. That's something totally different. Now, if you trying to cut me out, no, bitch, I'm finna cut you off.
Well, I wasn't trying to cut him out. I can't help.
No, not you.
That's not what they wanted. It ain't like I was just went behind his back and was like, fuck you, I'm going to do it anyway. I wasn't like that.
I got a question. You had more people trying to cut him out than in, though.
But that was my fault.
I can see his gripe.
But that was my fault.
I'm sorry, I can see his gripe. Huh?
Whatever, that wasn't my fault.
I mean, I'm sure it was your fault, but you admitted that. You said most of them was always trying to cut him out.
But that don't mean we stopped doing it all together.
I mean, we just got to find a better group of people.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure this shit out. What if, all right, let's say me and Janine, we are in a relationship, and we want this chick, we want, let's say, we want liquor store to come live with us, you know, to do the threesome thing, you know? All right, so me and you sleep in the same bed together, and she sleep in another room, you know, across the hall. What if I got up in the middle of the night, hot, bothered, and horny, and I walk across the hall and get in the bed with her, and you and us been there fucking and shit. How does that work out?
Well, that's okay. Why don't we all just sleep in the same bed together?
I mean, that's fine and dandy, but what if it ain't like that?
I mean,
well, to me that's not threesome. You have two. That's two separate relationships.
So you got two women.
You just got two women. Exactly. You just got two women that you
mean. Yeah, it's two women in the house. Okay. I mean, y'all fucking when I'm at work. So how come I can't fuck, you know, when I want to?
Okay, I feel your point. I understand what you're saying.
Yep, I understand. I don't know.
I mean, I don't understand that.
Like,
am I in the wrong? Should I keep doing it? Or?
I mean, it's not like that has never happened with me. I mean, we ain't never really had no person live with us. But, like, if I was tired and, you know, the girl wanted to keep going or something like that, I would just like, let's keep going. I'm about to go to sleep. I did that a few times.
I done had that happen, but that's totally different from getting out the bed with you and going in the room with liquor store and me and her and that banger.
Well, I mean, I've sent him to somebody's house before because I was at work.
I've never had that. Hey, Cass, what you doing?
And she called me, like, can y'all come over? And I was like, nah, I'm at work, but he could probably come. He at home already. And she was like, oh, you'll let him come over? I was like, I don't care.
That's a hell of a phone call. Wait, look, come on now. That's a hell of a phone call to get. Hey, what you doing?
Janine said that you
I'd rather you don't go behind my back.
No. Just imagine, she calling you. What you doing? Well, liquor store said, shit, she over there, she need to get fucked. Okay. Is it going? Well, where you at? Well, I'm at work. I can't make it. Okay.
Y'all think it's a setup.
See you when I see you.
he thought it was a setup at first. Because I didn't call him. I didn't call him. She called him. Because I was like, I was busy. And so she was like, well, you want to call him? I said, no, just call him. If he needs to talk to me, he'll call me or whatever. So, of course, she called him, told him what was said, whatever. He called me like,
I'm telling you, I want to pull that Martin on your ass quick as fuck. See you when I see you? Got to.
And he was like, so and so said that you said
right.
Come over there. I was like, yeah, I'm at work. So she said she needed some. She asked me to come over. I was like, if you wanted to. So he went. I mean, he was trying to be shy about it. Didn't want to tell me about it. I mean, you could at least tell me what happened. Hey,
I wouldn't be shy about it. I'd be fucking boisterous about it as hell, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to be put in that situation like, hey, you need to go over there and get what's name down real quick.
Hey,
now, that's I'm like you, Cass. I ain't never been like that.
Right. Hello? Oh, man.
Right. You got the right number.
Right. You know who you're talking to?
suppose you would have said that. Hey, homegirl needs you to go dick it down real quick. All you would have heard is click. Shit. I'm going to hit that goddamn remote start twice real quick.
Send me the address.
I don't even need it. I already know where you're at.
Yeah, wow.
God damn. Well, what just happened?
She just told me to go over there. Fuck this girl. I'm tripping.
You know, my whole thing was I wanted to make sure you impressed. You know what I'm saying? I don't just go on there doing no half-ass shit or whatever. Did you fuck her? How you fuck her? Did you fuck her? I want to know what happened. I be wanting to know details.
Oh, don't worry. I taped it.
Yeah. You want to see it? make sure my battery charged.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. Wait. Watch this part right here. Yeah, I got it good right now. I got it hard right now. I got it, yeah.
The long show.
Yeah.
You see the long show.
Oh, goodness.
I hear that conversation out, baby. She sucked the hell out of this dick here. Do you hear me?
City, do we come up with these type of scenarios? All right, y'all. We done went 30 minutes over.
Yes, I'm surprised. I was looking at the clock just a minute ago.
I see. Well, they hang us up. Look at stuff. You got any last words?
Yes, I enjoyed y'all. I'll be back tomorrow night.
Look, so let me ask you. I mean, before they, hope they don't hang us up. But I mean, I remember when you first got on the show, you was so gun ho about no threesomes. Are you about to change your mind yet?
Well,
after all the hypothetical ones that I've been put into, then I would say yes. Yeah, you have been. You done got fucked
about 6 times on here already. Make that 7.
Nope, dang.
Yeah.
What they say, what Urkel used to say, we weighing you down, baby.
Yes, I would have to agree.
Mm-mm. All right. Wait, Lo, you got any last words, dog?
Nah, enjoy the show. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. Miss Butter, any last words, baby?
I enjoyed myself this evening. Glad I called in. Of course, I'll probably not be able to call in tomorrow evening. I'll be gone, depending on what time I get back to the crib.
That's what's up.
But either way, my computer working, so I'll be on the computer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Might have to knock the dust off the webcam.
Yeah.
And I wait, look, we ain't seen them. What are they? Double G's? We ain't seen them motherfuckers in a long time either.
They a little bit bigger.
Ooh, I bet them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers. I know they gotta be what? Shit.
I know. I gotta go get them resized because this double G bra ain't working no more.
Wait. You put them on the table. You can go on the show and put them on the table. We got the before. Now we get the before and after.
Before and after. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the before and after. You tell me what you think.
Hey, Sin City. Hey, SinCityRadio.name.com. Man, you ain't last words.
Oh, it was a great show. I enjoy talking with all of you, and of course, I'll be here tomorrow.
That's what's up. Hey, y'all, check it out. Yo.
Hey, you gotta play that song on here now. That threesome song.
Do I got a threesome song on here? I don't know, but I have one on here tomorrow if I ain't got one. Damn. We gonna dedicate it to liquor stuff.
Oh my gosh. I'll take that too.
All right, y'all. Hey, check this out. We got a lot of fellas joining up on the website, you know what I'm saying? But ladies, I think they're kind of shocked because it's like they keep asking what we supposed to do on here. Talk, motherfuckers. So, ladies, y'all see them, try to befriend some of them. Like, get these motherfuckers up out their shell. These motherfuckers act like they scared to talk. And then the part to kill me, and I hear this more than anything. Man, you got some wild women on that show. Motherfucker, talk to them. Say hi. Hey, motherfuckers. Man, well, how me Butter. Motherfucker, go to up here. Say hi. Motherfucker, shit. I mean, no, seriously, motherfucker. Man, I heard her talking about, see, dude. Man, Janine off the chain. Oh, she on. And motherfucker, just go look. Just look. Make some friends. All right, y'all. We be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. We're going to find some type of music with a threesome on that. We're going to see We're going to see what Lake Star going to do.
Open to suggestions.
We trying to encourage it to get one in before the end of the month. You know, today the 29th, right?
Only got a couple of days.
No, today's the 29th. So.
You are right.
All right, y'all. Until tomorrow. Peace out.